actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.
Your host is a dating strategist and writer who coaches singles on how to find love. Her book, D is for Dating, column on JDate, and many TV appearances have helped hundreds of daters make a match. Whether you're single, married, dating, or anything in between, get ready for a conscious conversation about love in the modern world. Get ready for Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D.
Hello, everyone. Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D, where we take a modern approach to dating and relationships. If you are looking for love and you need answers to your burning love questions, honey, you can talk to me. So give us a call anytime this hour at 323-284-7826. Again, that number's 323-284-7826. If you're feeling a little phone shy, which sometimes happens, we are on the UBN Radio chat roll, and it's so easy to sign in there with Facebook or Twitter, and you can post your questions there, and producer Natasha will let me know what's on your mind.
I sure will.
You always do.
Yes, I do.
Today, we have a great show with two very special guests. If you have ever said that online dating doesn't work for you, I don't want to hear it. If you're frustrated with your results, there are ways that you can change your online dating experience. And I have two people today who will definitely change your mind about the way you've been going about your online dating experience. Giles Fabris of LookBetterOnline.com is joining me, as well as Jennifer Kelton of BadOnlineDates.com and Dress for the Date. But first, it is time for Dee's Dating Dish.
Ooh, what are we talking about today?
Okay, you probably heard Bob Filner, the mayor. I just said his name and he's already getting a boo.
His boo.
Mayor of San Diego. There were like 20 women that came forward and said that he, you know, dealt with them in an inappropriate manner. And, you know, I don't support sexual harassment in the workplace in any form.
No, you sure don't.
I've always been very, very cordial with you and Tony Sweet. there was one lap dance situation with Ben of Happy Hour.
Oh, I was there. I saw that. Yes.
But I think we got past it. And no, but in all seriousness, I'm really concerned, actually, about the blurring lines between flirtation and harassment in the workplace. And I think Filner is maintaining that he didn't do anything wrong. He thinks that he was just kind of flirting and he thought he was, like, you know, putting out his mayoral swag. But, you know, there's a line to be crossed, and it's really concerning to me, because actually there was a recent study that said it was in 2008, but I'm sure the numbers have only gone up since then, but it said that, let me get the numbers for sure, 31% of women reported being harassed at work, but 62% of those said that they never filed a complaint. And actually,
wow,
many of the women in the Filner scandal haven't even formally filed charges against him.
Wow.
So that's a little concerning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's some,
because it's like
a high number.
Yeah, like a third of women, like one in three women, one of the three women in this studio have been harassed and probably haven't said anything about it. But more concerning, now office romances are on the rise. And It's been said that 84% of employees that are 18 to 29, younger demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, my demographic. No. They say they would date a coworker. And 71%, ready for this? 71% say that a workplace romance is a positive thing that actually boosts morale.
Wow.
So
really?
I'm kind of feeling like this is a little bit of the problem. Like, now these lines are blurred. Used to be, you know, when I worked in the corporate world, there were strict policies against dating your coworker, and now it's being seen as something that could actually help your career and boost morale in the workplace. So I'm fired up about this.
So if employees are saying that they think it's a positive thing, what are the employers saying? Are the employers saying,
I think
saying
it depends on if
it?
They've been sued or not.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I'm really up on my soapbox about this. So if you have thoughts on, if you've been involved in, you know, workplace romance, or you have been harassed and came forward and had consequences that you weren't expecting, or maybe you never came forward and you want to share your story, you can give us a call, 323-284-7826. Better yet, go to DearMrsD.com. I wrote a whole blog about it last Friday, and I'd love for you to hear more about my thoughts on keeping the workplace romance in the right place.
Yeah, separate.
Separate. And leave your thoughts there. I'd like to continue the conversation with you. Okay, I'd love to keep going on dishing and ranting.
Yeah.
But we have too much to do today.
Okay.
So I want to get to my guest. I want to thank all of you for joining us on Dates and Mates on UBN Radio. Remember, we are also on Facebook and Twitter at Dear Mrs. D. You can like me or follow me and send in your dating questions there so I can get an answer for you, even if you're not listening to the show live. And if you want to get in on the dating dish, give me a call. Let me hear your thoughts on the topic that we just covered. Our first guest this afternoon is Giles Fabris. He's the CEO of Look Better Online. It is a genius network of photographers, professional photographers all across the U.S. who take profile photos, portraits basically, for your online dating profile. And as you guys know, this is really, really important. And now a lot of dating sites are becoming more and more visual, and your photos matter more a lot of times than what you actually say. So this is really, really key. You probably heard about Look Better Online on the CBS's The Early Show, and you may have seen it. They're like on dozens of dating sites and collaborate with a lot of the biggest players in the online dating business. Now we're talking about it live on Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D. Giles, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Hi, glad you can have me.
I'm so glad that you're here. We have to get into this, because this is what I feel like is really one of the biggest stumbling blocks for online daters. When they say, nobody's going to my profile, nobody's writing to me, what is going on? So your company, lookbetteronline.com, produces professional dating photos. And, you know, I've said many times to daters, you don't want to have glamour shots. So can you tell me about how the Look Better Online photography differs from, you know, what you get at the glamour shot at the mall when you go to a professional photographer there?
Okay, so there's a huge difference between glamour shots and the shots that we take. Glamour shots, they just don't really represent the person that you find. And often what happens, I mean, I'll give you an example. I met a lady I was online dating some years ago, and I met this girl, and her photos looked absolutely fantastic. And when I met her, she had beautiful long blonde hair, and as she turned around to look at me, she looked probably 10 years older than she did in her photos. Mm-hmm. And I jumped backwards from my front foot, I landed on my back foot, and my eyes went wide open, and obviously we both knew that it was a very, very uncomfortable moment. So glamour shots, they don't really represent you in the true way, and glamour shots actually work against you. We're moving very, very quickly away from all sorts of old studio shots, because they look cheesy and they don't represent you, and people feel cheated.
So what is the directive that is given to the Look Better Online photographers?
Well, the important things about taking, and we've done lots and lots and lots and lots of testing. We've tested over 500,000 photos, right? The importance of, you know, things that really make a good profile photo is, firstly, you want to be in sharp focus, and you want your background to be blurred, right? These sorts of photos, a photographer will call them a shallow depth of field. For anybody listening, just know that if you're in sharp focus and the background is blurred, then you're going to get more results, right?
Is this because then you really are the focus of the photo, like quite literally? A lot of times I say to daters, you want to be the star of your profile. So I imagine that keeping you in focus and keeping the background blurred is achieving that.
Exactly. You want the background to be a little bit blurred so the focus is on you. You know, last thing people want is a distracting background. Mm-hmm. You know, people are always sending me photos, and I always have a laugh sometimes when somebody will send me a picture, and there'll be some random kid or somebody in the back of a photo. They might even be lurking the photo and putting their tongue out. Or if not, you know, there's nothing worse than looking at a photo and you find yourself questioning the background rather than actually looking at the person in the photo.
That's a great suggestion. And then, you know, what about having other people in the photos, having your pets in the photos? Where do you stand on that?
I think there are some definite dating no-nos, right, in terms of photos, right? The cutout X, for example, or the X, the random person where you're not quite sure who they are, that always puts a big question mark over anybody's, you know, anybody's looking at your photos. You know, if I go online and I find somebody I feel really attracted to, and there's some random guy or some random girl in the background, you find yourself asking that question, well, who is this person? Is it a friend? Mm-hmm. Is it a brother? Is it an ex? Does this person come with baggage?
And some of the more handsome than him?
The next step is that people try to... Sorry?
And then you're thinking, am I more handsome than him? Is this the kind of guy that she goes for? You start to compare yourself to the other people in their photos.
There's a million things. Other people are definitely distracting, unless it's very obvious who those people are. You know, a lot of the time, if you post a picture, most of the dating websites, you have an opportunity to tag, you know, to add a statement to that photo. So I always say to people, you know, if you've got your arms around somebody, you know, if you're a beautiful woman and you have your arms around this ex model, right, tell the other guys, hey, this is my brother, we're very close. Right, don't leave people to guess, because if you leave people to guess, they will probably get it wrong.
So sometimes I talk to my clients about cropping their photos. Obviously, you don't want that hanging ex's arm, because that's just as bad as seeing the ex. But what are your thoughts on, you know, retouching, photo editing? How much is okay to play with the image? It seems like it's becoming very common now, isn't it?
I think that in terms of retouching, Glamour magazine ran an article about me once, and it made me laugh, because they said that I'd been asked by more women to change the way they looked than a plastic surgeon. Right? I think that retouching, again, with glamour and retouching, I think that I tend to use the rule of what I call 3 days sleep. Right? Occasionally somebody will come to, you know, will get their pictures done. And, for example, you know, if you're a man and you have a shaving rash, or, in fact, just yesterday we had a customer who went to one of our photo sessions and he burst a blood vessel in his eye. So his eye looked kind of red. And obviously that's going to heal up and it's going to go away, or somebody has a breakout, or maybe a lady's applied a little bit too much makeup. Or maybe somebody like me, who's been working a little bit too hard this week, if I look in the mirror, I can see I've got little bags under my eyes. I think it's okay to retouch a picture to make you look like you do on a good day. But I think when it comes to covering up bald spots for guys, or losing weight, or completely changing, you know, making somebody's eyes or lips bigger or smaller or whatever it is, I think that really is cheating. And I think that most of us, we really, you know, we meet somebody and we think, oh, come on, it's a huge disappointment, you know. It's like, you know, we talk about online dating, and you're sort of marketing yourself. I noticed when I was, you've said to people all the time, is you're marketing yourself. And I think, imagine you open, you know, whatever product you buy, and you open that product, we've all done it, and then the contents don't match what's on the box.
You send it back.
That's really the digital equivalent of photos.
Right. So you talked about, you know, what if one of the clients shows up and they've worn too much makeup that day? What is the rule, you know, if someone is going to invest in getting professional photos with Look Better Online, what is the rule of thumb in terms of hair and makeup? How do they look their best without being, you know, without slipping into glamour shot territory?
Okay, really important information that most people don't know about hair and makeup.
I was ready for that important information, and then we lost him. It's like it's a cliffhanger. I really want to know. Do you think we can get him back?
I hope so.
Darn.
Let's see.
Okay, we'll try and get him back. But yes, I think you want to look in your photos like you're the best representation of yourself. So like, you don't want to be putting on a lot of makeup if that's not how you're going to look when you show up on the date, you know?
So what exactly is a glamour shot then?
Yeah, we haven't really defined that, have we?
Right.
Well, I can't say what Giles' description is, but I say it's anything that makes you look like somebody that you're not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the classic glamour shots, you know, it's about, you know, putting on all the makeup and feathering your hair and all of the props and that and whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you can have a glamour shot just from not really looking like the honest version of yourself when you're going to show up on the date. So I think we have Giles back again.
Hi again.
Yes. So tell
you
me.
Want me to continue with? So So when it comes to using makeup, the first thing that women need to be aware of is apply your makeup in natural light, even if that means using a room other than a bathroom. You know, most women put their makeup on in a bathroom with artificial lighting. Mm-hmm. It really does make a difference. If you take that mirror that you've got, put it next to an open window. Other things are matte dark lipstick has an aging effect in photos. So if you wear a matte dark lipstick, either avoid it or go up a color. Mm-hmm. That will certainly make you look a little bit younger, and that will flatter you. Face foundation and powder, just make sure you use matte powder, right?
But what about the bronzer? Everybody's always talking about bronzer these days and looking like you're sun-kissed. Does that have like a negative effect when you're being photographed? Does it photograph differently?
I think it does. I mean, I'm amazed by the number of women that think they're wearing a perfect skin tone color, and when in reality they're much more orange than they think they are. And a lot of this is down to I always say stay away from bronzers and toners and anything that's really orangey, right? You'll be able to see what you look like in natural light. So a lot of the reasons that people make these mistakes is they never actually get to see themselves in natural light.
What about for men? Should they, you know, these are the photos that are going to be representing them for, you know, maybe a year on their dating site. How do they look their best? Should they put on any makeup? Should they put on a little powder their nose?
I think guys have got it easier. It's worth spending a few minutes the day before, you know, for guys, tweezing away any stray facial hairs.
Yes, right?
You know, generally guys, you know, have a good shave, you know, or really go the way you look. But, you know, spend a few minutes looking at your face, guys. Most of us spend very little time looking at our faces or looking after ourselves, you know. Like, sometimes, you know, you might want to just put a little bit of moisturizer on your face before, you know, so you haven't got dry skin or any you know, tweeze away any stray hairs.
Yes. And, guys, we're talking about the nose and the ears. Specifically. In case that message was not clear to anyone, we can see it. So tell me, Giles, how does it work? So, you know, I'm honestly kind of tired of hearing clients that come to me saying their dating profile is not working, and then I say, okay, you have an assignment, you have to get new photos. And look, we're all carrying around our iPhones and we have cameras with us all day. And yet I hear, well, I just couldn't take any photos. I just don't have any photos. So, you know, the next solution for them, obviously, if they don't complete their homework, then is just go ahead and hire Look Better Online, get a photographer to come and sit you down and make you get those photos. So what is the process then when someone goes to lookbetteronline.com and they're ready to get started with you?
So the process is very, very simple. If they go to www.lookbetteronline.com, right, they'll be asked to put in their zip code, right? So you'll enter your zip code and you'll find a list of photographers that are near to you, right? Look at the photographers, look at their sample work, and then you can book a session. And in fact, I created a promo code for your listeners. If they enter the promo code on checkout, it's called Dear Mrs. D, DEARMRSD, all lowercase, then I'll give them a $30 discount.
Sweet
on
deal.
Any of the photo shoots that they buy from us.
Thank you, Giles. That is awesome.
If you're listening, we wanted to make you feel special. Once you've entered your zip code in and found a local photographer, now I'm a huge fan on on-location sessions. And that, what that means is you'll meet a photographer at a natural setting, a park, a library, a museum, and all our photographers have scouted out locations, so there's always going to be a spotlessly clean restroom if you need to change. These photos are more effective online. We've done a lot of testing, and people get a lot more looks because people feel that they're more candid and more real.
Mm-hmm.
Most photo sessions, the other thing is I tell people, let the photographer do their thing. You know, I have some. I only actually hire about one in 50 to 60 photographers nowadays.
Wow.
Right? So if one of our photographers tells you to stand on one leg and make chicken noises, right, it's exactly what they say, laugh at them. It's not as painful as some people think it is. It's a very relaxed process, right? And in terms of, let the photographer do their thing. A good photographer will be looking at light. So sometimes we have customers who will call us up after a photo session and they'll say, I'm a bit worried. My photographer put me in a very mundane shot. I was in a doorway and I'm not quite sure whether the photo will look any good. And then when they get the pictures, they're always amazed. They go, wow, yeah.
Well, you know. I believe it. Obviously, the results speak for themselves. So if you are sitting at home and you are saying, my profile sucks, I need better photos and pictures speak 1,000 words, you got to go to lookbetteronline.com. Any final thoughts, Giles, before we have to let you go?
Just bear in mind when you get these pictures, they make a big, big, big difference, right? They make a big difference. There's always, I see tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of pictures, right? So the primary purpose that, you know, as our business, we thought we would, our goal was to impact 1 million people, to help 1 million people find somebody special. And the one thing that I noticed when I look at millions and millions of pictures, particularly women, right, is just how critical people are about the way they look and just about how beautiful people really do look. You know, I get women who are very concerned about the way they look, and they look absolutely fabulous, right? So don't hide who you are. And I talk to many, many, many people. Some women have curves, and some guys love curves. Mm-hmm. I particularly do. Some guys like thin people, right? But the one thing, that there is somebody out there for everybody, and often just with the right photo, right, somebody can see. Don't hide who you are.
Be who you are, and trust the experts. It's great advice. Thank you so much, Giles, for joining us. And if you didn't hear him a moment ago, we are getting a awesome promo code just for Dates and Mates listeners. So if you are interested in signing up for Look Better Online, don't forget to enter the special discount code Dear Mrs. D, DearMrsD, and you can get $30 off. What a deal. Thank you so much, Giles.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you are hearing this show on iTunes, Stitcher, or Blog Talk Radio, and you have a question, did you know you can send me a message on Facebook? That's facebook.com/DearMrsD. Just email me or post a question on my wall, and you can get a question answered in a future Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D show. When we come back, we will be with Jennifer Kelton discussing how you can turn your bad dates good, all starting with the way you look. Stay tuned. You're listening to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D on the Universal Broadcasting Network. We're broadcasting live from the Sunset Gower Studios in Hollywood. I'm Dear Mrs. D, and we'll be right back.
Being single got you down? Frustrated with your dating life? Tired of being alone on Valentine's Day? In 2003, I decided to stop pulling at my hair, crying myself to sleep, and watching another Valentine's Day come and go. That's the year I turned all my misses into a missus. I'm Dear Mrs. D, former Hollywood casting director. Utterly disappointed with a go-nowhere love life, I took the role-winning audition techniques I used to teach actors and applied them to dating. I posted a marketable profile online promoting my number one product, me. And after only a few months online, I met and married the love of my life. A loving, healthy relationship isn't just going to show up on your doorstep. Put yourself out there the right way. My new book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating, gives you all the advice and tips and secrets to advertising your own number one product, you. Spin your web to find your soulmate now.
Welcome Welcome back to the Universal Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D. And I'm here with my next guest. Her name's Jennifer Kelton, and she is the CEO of DressForTheDate.com, as well as BadOnlineDates.com. Jennifer launched Bad Online Dates in 2007, along with Green Knights Entertainment, Bad Date TV, an internet dating game show. She's also the author of an amazing book, Don't Use My Sweater Like a Towel. I'm sure she'll tell us some stories about how that book came about. It's a candid dating guide, and she's also been featured on CNN, The Washington Post, Time, The Seattle Weekly, and so many other media outlets. So if you go to badonlinedates.com or facebook.com/badonlinedates, you can laugh, post bad dates, get dating advice, all from the source herself, Jennifer Kelton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, okay, how I do want to hear the don't use my sweater as a towel story. I'm sure that dovetailed somehow into creating bad online dates.
It did. And he did use my sweater like a towel, as a matter of fact. I drove home with it.
Oh, it was like wet. And
yeah, it was on soapy. Me. Yeah, I didn't. I was kind of like taking sweaty. That sweater to the dry cleaners the next day. That was a moment. So actually, Bad Online Dates is a result of Don't Use My Sweater Like a Towel. I was doing a lot of media, and everybody was telling me their bad date story. I was like the bad date confessional queen. At that time, online dating was still kind of taboo. This was in 2006. So it was like, people like, oh, I'm online, I'm having a bad date. So I thought,
don't tell anybody.
Yeah, nobody knows. Well, people, I'm sure you recall too that time period. I mean, people.
Oh,
were,
I recall.
Yeah, they were not. They were not saying that they were meeting each other online. Oh, we met at the coffee shop. Oh, we met at the local watering hole.
Yeah,
I mean, it was not.
It took us about a year, you know, and then like we would look. You know, that's how I met my husband. We would look at each other, you know, and say like, should we tell them? Should we tell them? We met online? But now it's like everybody's doing it.
Yeah, now there's no stigma, but. I think, you know, it depends on the demographic too, in terms of like if you live in a really small town, and I think if you were probably saying that you're online dating, people might be like, ooh, like you're a loser. We have a population of 500 here. Why are you, you know, not?
That's exactly why you want to be online dating.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Everybody doesn't know your business.
Anyway, so Bad Online Dates is a result of everybody telling me their story, and I realized that there needed to be a community online where people could connect and meet each other and tell their stories and possibly find a date and possibly find love. My feeling is that a lot of times we know more about what we don't want than what we mm-hmm. do want. And mm-hmm. if you can match that, if you can match people who both know that they don't want to be with somebody who is rude to a waiter or who is, you know, talks really loud or whatever's happening, you have a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
In my thought, I mean, you could spend months with somebody and then just be going crazy because they talk too loud. So if you already know that that person doesn't like loud talking, then you already have a match with that.
Do you feel like sometimes, though, people make decisions about their future dates based on their past dates?
Well, sure. You know, and we're so pre-programmed in so many ways. I mean, we walk around with all these old tapes in us and all these ideological things mm-hmm. And it's hard to move past that. And people don't realize, too, and I'm going to get a little like, woo-woo, put the hippie skirt on. But you also, in your DNA, I mean, you're holding history. It's like thousands of years of genetics and DNA that moves forward with you with every single relationship that you have in your life, not just with love, but with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers. And if you're walking around with old tapes, as soon as you meet that new person, you're going to bring those old tapes with you, and it's pretty hard to move forward if you're not working on changing your tapes.
Right, right. I love that you said tapes. Like, you know, you do hear a lot of times when I'm working with singles, like I'll hear these sort of mantras that they've repeated to themselves. There aren't any good single guys. All the cute guys are jerks. Whatever it is, and it becomes. That becomes the reality because that's what they're telling themselves every day.
Exactly. And that's also what you're attracting. I mean, that mm-hmm. whole thing about like energy, attracting like energy. Again, let's put on the hippie skirts and burn some sage. But we're really products of so much of our environment mm-hmm. and how we behave within our environments.
So, okay, I have a couple of bad date stories to share. Not actually from my own experience. Interestingly, I actually had mostly good experiences with online dating. I had one bad date that was like, I don't know, 20 minutes. And we were just like, do you want to go? Yeah. Yeah. See ya. But I didn't have any horror stories. But some of my clients have had some doozies. So I want to try and get some advice for them and where you think they might have gone off track. So there's a woman that I was working with. We'll call her Lisa. And she's a mega online dater. She has a banging profile. It is awesome. She's got great photos that really tell her story. She gets tons of traffic. She has a great experience online dating.
I like that you say traffic. It's very search engine.
Oh yeah, oriented. I'm all about yes. Yeah. I'm all about the strategery with online dating. So
SEO in dating.
Yeah. But it matters. Like yeah, you know, does. Like when somebody calls me and they're like, I'm not getting any messages. I'm like, how many visitors did you get? How many messages came in from those visitors? How many messages did you send? You know, it's all about the numbers. But anyways, so she's global. She's bi coastal, and she's open to dating outside the country, wherever. She's mobile. So she met a guy. She lives in Los Angeles. She met a guy in the UK, and so they were, you know, they're chatting for, I don't know, not even that long, maybe 6 weeks or 2 months, and he said, why don't you come over and visit? So she's like, well, I'm not doing anything. Why not? So she flies her little buns over there to London, and they're having a great time, and they're at his apartment. Things are getting hot and heavy, and ding dong, who walks in the door but his girlfriend right in the middle of the act? Jennifer Kelton, where did she go wrong in this horror story of online dating?
Oh my gosh.
She's a smart lady.
You know, she probably...
Are there red flags? Like,
you know, he was a con man, clearly. Yeah. And so con
not
man...
Not that good at it if she just walks in the door. But yeah, I mean, and that was...
Yeah, if he's a con man, I would imagine...
He got her to come. Yeah, yeah.
And he's probably done very similar things with other women. And it's not the first time that behavior has been displayed. So what happened when the girlfriend walked in? What happened? What
well,
did she
game
do?
Over. I mean, like, she didn't, like, the. It was, it wasn't, it didn't turn into, like, hair pulling or anything, but obviously she was like, I'm getting the heck out of here. And that was over, and she, you know, got back on a plane and came back. So, you know, but she was, yeah. I mean, it was disappointing. More over than being embarrassing, it was disappointing because she had this idea of this guy, and it was seeming like it was all perfect on paper, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, so she got swept up in the romance and the excitement and the Prince Charming, and I think that's something with dating, too, especially in the initial stages of dating, that when we first get with somebody, it's usually, if you're really into that person, it's very hunky-dory. Your chemicals are flowing. You're, oh, he's the one. She's so she was in that state of euphoria, and adventure and excitement, and I'm gonna get on the plane and go see this magical man. And she got caught up in a moment. I think that's something that all of us are guilty of in life, yeah. That we get caught up in moments. And
are there ways that you can research people that, like, you can kind of mitigate your risk, especially if you're going to get on a plane and go halfway across the world?
She was brave, actually. I don't know.
She's pretty ballsy.
I know, it's pretty ballsy.
But how do you know if you don't meet them in person? You know, you could be having an online romance and he's got a girlfriend the whole time. Which
well, there's always Google search, right? Yeah. You can Google stalk, and I think, you know, I don't really advocate this, but because she did go to such extremes and did get on a plane, there are companies that do background checks, mm-hmm. You know, and there are, true. You know, yeah. I mean, if she's probably the money, I don't know how much she spent on the ticket, but if she has some disposable cash, then do a background check before you get on the plane.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He's shyster.
Yeah, it's interesting, I'm going to back up a little bit, but I had a date scheduled for last night, and 5 o'clock rolled around and I still hadn't heard from him, and I was just like, dude, like, at least just have the decency to say I changed my mind. And I think people need to remember that with, so they don't end up with a bad online date, is that there's going to be red flags.
Yeah.
And you got to pay attention to that, not get caught up in, again, in your fantasy, because your fantasy might not be the reality.
But I actually had a client, she had a similar situation. She was It was about 4 o'clock, and she hadn't heard from her date. It was like their second date. And so she emailed me, and she's like, what do I do? Like, do I follow up? And she kind of has a bad history of getting into these text conversations and ending up sending the relationship in the wrong direction just over text and email. So she was like nervous to even text him or follow up, but she's like, it's 4 o'clock, I gotta know. So I said, go ahead and send him a message. I mean, it's afternoon now. And he writes back something like, you know, of course we're going out. What bad guys have you been dating that, you know, don't keep their dates with you? Or like, why are you so neurotic? He's like very judgmental of her. And I was like, excuse me, it is 4 o'clock. Like, you need to follow up with a lady if you're planning on taking her out that night.
Yeah, and I think also, too, I mean, don't lower your standards with something like that. I mean, if you expect a fella to call you at a decent time to set up your date, then do that. Don't lower. I mean, I think things have changed, especially here in Los Angeles. Is she based here in L.A.? Mm-hmm. Everything's so loosey-goosey here. And it's like this, oh, yeah, I'm going to go surfing. And then, oh, no, maybe I'll call her. Maybe you know what I mean? It's just, oh, I got stuck in traffic. I don't need to call her and let her know that I'm going to be an hour late. People, I think that for women, especially when we're out there dating, and for men too, don't lower what you want in life. And especially in the very, very, very beginning, because if it's that behavior in the very beginning, what's it going to be like 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? It's going to amplify. Again, going back to the old tapes, people have, you know, they have these behaviors. And
it's like, I say it's setting the rules. Like, the guy needs to know the rule book by which you're playing by. And, you know, there are times in the beginning he might go off course, but I feel like sometimes women are really quick to, like, shut the door and be like, oh, well, he didn't call me by 4 o'clock and he should have known, and they don't give him a warning and they're just like, let me write him off. But if he didn't know, I mean, yeah, by 4 o'clock he should have called. But, you know, whatever it is that's your deal breaker, whether it's, you know, like walking you to the door or paying for the valet or whatever it is, making sure that you tell him how you want to be communicated with and what your expectations are really important in the beginning, right?
Well, yeah, because it sets the tone and the standard of the relationship. And again, where you're going to be 15, you know, 20, 25 years down the road if you're still with that person. You know, I'm going to change her a little bit too. I think it's also important for both men and women to start going out with people that are outside of what you think you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to go out with a man, his body type is not what I'm used to, you know, he's not real fit, and, you know, there's a number of things. I'm not especially attracted to him, but he just seems so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go, and I'm going to go see what happens. I'm moving outside of my tapes and my comfort zone, and who knows what's going to, you know, something could really click there, right? Just because he is a good human being, or he seems like a good human being online.
Well, you know? And yeah. I'm always talking about, he seems like a human being. I'm always talking about, you know, you need to figure out what value system you have and what values that person should have. So, like you said, not judging him based on the way that he looks, or, you know, how big his gut is.
Well, and look, and at the end of the day, looks fade. I mean, you know, when you're both pushing yourself around in the walkers, you're not thinking about, oh, you know, my handsome, you know, man with the 12-pack. You're looking at what is going on inside
character.
That person, exactly, and how you're being treated and nurtured and cared for. And you know, trust is so important,
right?
Too, and to enter, going back to not calling at the right times, whatever. It's if you don't trust somebody off the get go, you're going to have a hard time moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you have to build the relationship
and communication.
Relationship. I even say having similar interests doesn't matter that much, because it's like, yeah, I'm really into tennis, and then you break your ankle and you're not into tennis anymore, or you're a runner. And the doctor says, stop running, you're hurting your body. You know, and it's like, if you've chosen someone based on that interest, then suddenly now you can't do that anymore. And, you know, what do you have in common? It has to be something more than that, right?
Absolutely. And it has to be character driven. And we could talk about that one all day long, right?
What is your screening process, Jennifer, to make sure that you are not dealing with the crazies? I always hear from people like, well, isn't online dating like unsafe? Aren't there crazy people out there?
Well, there are.
How do you personally screen for the crazy?
So, okay, I don't go out with guys who take bathroom pictures with their shirt off.
No.
Okay, not only that, you think to yourself, you have no friends who could even take a picture for you. Why are you in the steamed up bathroom? So
no, it's steamy in there too.
It's always steamy. It's wet. Like, oh, I just
got out of the shower.
Oh my god,
he's just grabbed the sweater. He's using it as a towel.
Totally. One wet sweater. Pick out things for them that they would otherwise have never picked out for themselves, and they end up walking out of the store wearing it, wearing the shoes that they thought that they would. Because I think sometimes men just sort of get into a comfort zone where they're like, okay, this is just my go-to stuff. But as soon as they're introduced to other things, and they're like, oh, yeah. And then with the men especially, God, the excitement on their face when we're out there, they've been completely transformed.
Right.
And I think sometimes it's really just a matter of sort of putting the horse in front of the water and saying, drink the water. You know?
Right.
I give it a shot. You never know until you try.
But do people come to you and say, I want to be me, and I'm afraid, you know, if I hire a fashion consultant like Dress for the Date, am I going to be turned into somebody that I'm not?
No, we are not about changing people or having somebody put something on where they feel really uncomfortable. The idea is, again, with Dress for the Date, is to have your go-to basic pieces that you feel simply smashing in, that you know, okay, I'm out the door, I look great, you're comfortable. You know, I would never put a woman, going back to Big Prince, in Big Prince. If she's uncomfortable in Big Prince, I'm not going to say, oh, you have to wear the Big Prince, maybe a smaller print. And then I look good in a smaller print. Huh, okay, you try it on. I mean, you can be a little bit experimental.
Right.
You know, but we don't want to move people completely into something that's going to be forever in their closet with the price tag on it.
You know, I find even just adding color into your wardrobe can make a huge difference, right?
Absolutely. That goes back to accessories. So for women, a pretty scarf. For men, they can do nice pocket squares. I'm a big fan of pocket squares for men.
Ah, yeah. And that's good also if you get a little schwitzy.
Yeah.
So you can...
Yeah. Good point.
Yes. Well, we also, I have a client that gets a little beaded on his forehead.
He needs a pocket square.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's a classy way to do it. Instead of using like your bar napkin and then you're like.
or a bandana that's hanging out of your back pocket.
No, but scarves, don't you have to be careful? I had this one situation. I used to be a television executive. Oh, no, people are going to look this up now that I'm saying this. But I decided on the day of my photo, I could not find anything to wear. And I was like, I'm going to wear this neck scarf. And just the way that they crop the photo, because you have no control over it. You know, and this is like the thing that goes in the Daily Variety and Hollywood Reporter and everything. And it just looked horrible. And I was into those scarves for about 6 months. And then... for the next 5 years, like, they never swap out the photo, and I have to see myself in that neck scarf, and everybody's like, that's you? That's interesting. So you have to be careful with accessories, especially if you're going to be taking, you know, an online dating photo, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, the interesting thing with scarves is there, too. I mean, you could tie a pretty scarf onto a handbag.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so you can do things, just little flair pieces. I'm really big on adding little statement things, and it also, what it does is it makes you pop a little bit, and so, or it can be a conversation starter also. Somebody be like, oh, that's a pretty bracelet that you're wearing. And
conversation piece clothing, that's what I call it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're not talking about, you don't need to have the big dragon necklace or anything that, you know, people are only looking at the necklace, not your face, but
right, exactly. Yeah. Well, and I'm sure some people listening are, you know, on a budget, and they may be thinking, I'd love to go to Dress for the Date. I'd love to hire Jennifer and her team, but I can't afford that. But you work with people on all sorts of different budgets. Yes?
Yeah. We have two internet services. Starts at $20. The services
wait, $20?
Yeah. So it's for a half hour session.
Oh my goodness.
And we go into your closet and basically help you pick out your go-to pieces?
Like over the Skype or something?
Through Skype FaceTime. Yeah, so it starts at $20.
That's quite a deal.
The highest, the most expensive is $500. And we, as far as going back to like what you're going to spend when you're out there, if we're doing in-person styling, is we work with your budget. So we can go to the Salvation Army or we can go to Burberry. I mean, it's up to you. We're again, we're not here to change you, you know, and try to make you feel like, oh, I have to go shopping at Neiman Marcus. We will go anywhere. I mean, I've gone, you know, with one of my clients, we went into TJ Maxx and a whole new wardrobe for $300.
And a lot of stress. Sorting through all of those.
It was a lot of stuff. And I won't tell you the dressing room story, but yeah, but I'm okay. I mean, we will go anywhere and work with anybody's budget. And again, you know, if it's not local here in Southern California, we have the online service.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So like if you're listening and we have a lot of listeners that are outside of the country, even, you know, you basically just bring your laptop into the closet with you and say, this is.
Yeah. And we'll do like a little pre-consultation in terms of, you know, what sort of impression that you want to give people, where you're generally going to meet people. Are you mostly, you know, using the internet to meet people or are you meeting people while you're out and about? Because I think that's another thing too, is that if you're going straight from work to, you know, your local pub or whatever, that you want to be able to have something on at work that you can easily transform into something that you can just go down the street and have a beer in.
Transform is the key word there.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of times people will come right from work and they're like, well, that'll just be how I look and they'll know that I'm professional. But that doesn't look sexy if you look like you're coming from the boardroom, right?
No. But again, if you have if you have some great accessories or, you know, a couple statement shirts that you can put under your jacket. I mean, there's it's small stuff that you can do. You don't need to completely go and like spend, you know, $3,000 on a whole new wardrobe.
So people can work with you in segments, like do a little baby steps, just get a few new looks for their online dating, a few new looks for going out to the bar.
Exactly.
And change their life overnight.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I really love it.
Who knew?
If you are listening and you need a makeover of your wardrobe and you want to dress for the date, go to dressforthedate.com. And also remember, Dates and Mates listeners can receive $30 off their online dating photo. So once you got your wardrobe done by Jennifer, you can go to Look Better Online and use the coupon code Dear Mrs. D, all lowercase, and you can get your new photos to really make your online dating profile pop. So also don't forget, Dear Mrs. D is here to help you with all of your dating, mating, and relating needs. So if you need some dating advice or a crash course in love, go to DearMrsD.com. We have an awesome half-day event coming up on September 28th. It is called the Love Olympics. And me and all the top members of my coaching team will be here at this seminar and we'll teach you all the tricks in our toolbox to help you win at the game of love. Registration opens next week. So if you want to get in on the interest list, go to DearMrsD.com. This is a Dear Mrs. D production, and this show has been produced by Natasha Lewin. Dates and Mates with Dear Mrs. D has been made possible by UBN Radio, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Huffington Post, J-Date, Lava Life, and The Lash Lounge LA, who keeps me looking feminine and flirty, even without any makeup. You can find them online at thelashloungela.com. Until next time, you can catch our archived shows on blogtalkradio.com and iTunes, but remember, you can only hear Dates and Mates live on ubnradio.com. We'll see you again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific. Thanks for listening, and until then, happy dating.
In the future, talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.